This is absolutely shameful. A woman who was serving as a lector in a mass in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, as she was coming down off the altar back into the nave, she was punched in the face twice by some demonstrator. Absolutely disgraceful. No one should be punched in the face in church. No one should be abused. So I'm going to show that clip, and I'm going to talk about the need for security in churches and also the reinstitution of the verger. The verger. It's an important post that protects people in mass. He carries a big stick in mass. I'm going to show you some pictures of it, talk about the history of the verger, and how we can restore our Catholic tradition and restore the Roman Rite. So as we begin here, we'll pray the Our Father, the Pater Noster. Nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Pater Noster, qui es in Caeli, sanctificetur nomen Tuum, adveniat regnum Tuum, fiat voluntas Tua, sicut in cielo et in terra. Panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis odie, et dimitte nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimittimus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducas in tentationem, se libera nos a malo. Amen. Almighty God, please protect all your children in church. In Christ's name we pray, amen. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. All right, I'm going to run this clip. This is the woman who's in church. She gets punched in the face 2x, twice. Sad, horrible. By the way, while you're watching this, ask yourself, where are the men? Where are the protectors? Here we go. Let's see, cue it here. Boom. You catch that? Watch it again. Twice in the face, right down here. Look at this Thurible guy. He's just standing there doing nothing. I mean, this poor woman gets clocked in the face pretty hard by a big woman. One, two. For what reason? That she's a Catholic? That she's a church? It's ridiculous. This makes my blood boil. If you look at my face right now, I'm a little marked up. I got busted in the face last night at jiu-jitsu, but I chose that. I'm training. I want that. It hurts. This woman was a reader. Now, you know, I'm not a big fan of lay readers. I'm a traditional Latin mass guy. But still, a woman inside a Catholic church in good faith, trying to do what, you know, follow her conscience, at least help out, comes off the altar and just gets jack smacked in the face with a woman in a jumpsuit. This is horrible. Look at the guy with the one, two. Absolutely horrible. Now, what can we do about this? In the history of the church, there was seven orders in the Roman Rite. There were four minor orders, and then there were the sacred orders or the major orders. And let me see if I could find a good picture. Well, I may not be able to, so I won't waste your time. But basically, you've got the major orders are subdeacon, deacon, and priest. These are celibate men. Always celibate. Why? Because they touch the Eucharist or they touch the sacred vessels, the ciborium, the chalice, and of course the host. So these men in the Roman Rite in tradition must be celibate. But below that, there were four minor orders. And the lowest of the low minor orders was the porter. Porter is Latin for doorman. He was in charge of the doors, security. And amongst the porters, at least in the medieval age, there was a porter who was called the verger. I'm going to put a picture up here on the screen. This is the verger. Now, many of you know I used to be an Anglican priest, an Anglican cleric before I became a Catholic. We, in the Anglican tradition, continued the tradition of the verger. I think it fell away for some reason in Catholicism. I don't know. But it is a pre-Protestant institution. And here you can see in this picture, you see the thurifer. He goes before the crucifix, and then you see the two torches. This is leading the procession. But who is at the beginning of the procession? This is the verger. He's carrying a stick. Verger comes from the Latin word for stick-carrying guy. What does he do? Well, in medieval times, there'd be giant crowds and people. When they're on procession, this guy would have a big stick, and if he had to, he would beat people with the stick, but that wasn't the main reason. He'd use the stick to part the people. As people are coming through, he's kind of like a security guy, and he's using his stick, his verge, to open up the crowd, protect the cross, the crucifix, protect the servers, and ultimately to protect the sacred ministers, the priest. We need this right now. I'm calling out to all bishops. You need a verger. This is a time when we bring back the minor orders. And as I said yesterday in the video, I'm not a big fan of married deacons. Just not traditional. There's a lot of problems entailed with it. People have noticed problems. What we should do is have men back in the minor orders, because you could be in the minor orders and be married. It's only subdeacon, deacon, and priests that were celibate. So we can have married acolytes and we can have married porters. We could have guys like this, the verger, who is dressed ceremoniously and he carries the verge, the big stick. Let me show you another picture. I'm going to take this one off. Beautiful picture, isn't it? Just lovely. All right, here's another one. I like this one. Okay, so this one's not as obvious, but you can see the guy carrying the crucifix, the crucifer, and you can see the torchbearers, and then you can see behind him a server and the subdeacon, the deacon, and the priest. But over on the right, far right of this black and white photo, you see a guy in a black robe, and he's holding a stick in his right hand. That, again, is the verger. He's just on security detail. You know, he doesn't have an AR-15 strapped over his shoulder. He doesn't have a Glock out. He's got a stick. And he's just saying, hey, everybody, stay organized. He's protecting the people who are serving God and serving us in the sacred mass. So when this kind of baloney happens, hold up, right here, see it again. Bottom right of your picture. One, two. See, we need a verger right there, folks. This guy off the thoroughfare, he's useless. He's just staring at her. What about these people in the pews? Everybody's just sitting around. I don't understand this. So let's get some vergers. That's what I want to talk about today, because I mentioned them in yesterday's video when I was talking about how do we restore the Roman Rite. What are some of the traditions that we've lost? If you missed that video, you can see it on my YouTube channel, Dr. Taylor Marshall Show, Dr. Taylor Marshall Channel on YouTube. And one of the things I mentioned was the need for porters to watch the doors, doorkeepers, to kick people out, to get physical. If there were a verger there, he would just get her, period. Right? And even more so, there'd be a guy with a stick walking by those people. Again, I don't think... Again, if we're going to restore the minor orders, we also have to restore. We can't have female lectors, female Eucharistic ministers, female altar girls, all this stuff. If we're going to be traditional and follow the Roman Rite, we're going to be traditional and follow the Roman Rite. And we need the porters. We need the exorcists. We need the lectors. And we need the acolytes. Those are the four minor orders in the Roman Rite. All right, so if you're with me, leave a comment. If you're pro-verger, leave a comment, promote it, tell your bishop, tell your pastor, hey, we need to have an ordained porter in minor orders, and we need a verger. We need guys at the doors, and we need a verger with a stick. He's going to walk in front of everyone. He wears his ceremonial garment. He can even have a ceremonial stick, but a ceremonial stick hurts just as bad as a normal stick. A stick is a stick. A verge is a verge. So there it is. All right, we're going to close in prayer. I want to pray for this poor woman who got punched in the face. Doesn't feel good, as you can see. Got a little roughed up. We're going to pray the Ave Maria. We'll pray the Gloria Patri for her and for the protection of our churches, that God would protect them, but also we would do the prudent thing to protect our churches with the means that Holy Mother Church always had, which is the minor order of porters. There'd be a lot, I'm telling you right now, there'd be a lot of pious men, even myself. If Father said, hey, we're going to try to ordain 4 porters for our parish, I would discern that. I would pray that about being an ordained porter. I'd love to be a verger. Man, that'd be the coolest job. You'd have a bunch of pious, rad, trad, chad dads fighting over who could be the verger. Verger would be probably the coolest job amongst the layman. Who gets to be the verger? All right, we're going to pray. Oremus. Nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Jesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et hora mortis nostre. Amen. Gloria Patri, et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. All right, folks, let's do some homework. All of us, how many, there's 1,300 watching. All of us should go to Father and say, hey, you know, I saw this video on YouTube talking about minor orders. We need to get the minor orders back, Father. What do you think about that? Talk to your bishop. Hey, let's get the minor orders back. Let's be full trad. And what about having some porters in the church to protect? Because Antifa, BLM, all these people, they're attacking the churches. They're burning the churches. They're ripping down statues. Now they're coming into the churches and pop, pop, 1-2 in the face of people. Let's try to get some porters. Let's get a verger. So let's talk about it. There's a lot of us. If all of us start talking about it and promoting it, maybe we could see the minor order of porter reinstituted across the board. How lovely would that be? So be pro-verger, be pro-porter, and pray the rosary every single day. If you don't pray the rosary, you are not on the team. Yes, the verger carries a stick, but all of us carry the beads, the most holy rosary of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Let me show you. Y'all want to see my weapon? Y'all want to see my battling ram? Let's get the beads. Let's do battle against the demons. Let's pray the Holy Rosary. If you don't pray the Rosary, you're not on the team. Not on the team. Read the Bible every day. 15 minutes. Last night, I'm almost done with the book of Judith. I was reading that again. Lovely story. Love it. Love it. I was going to read 3 or 4 chapters. And I think I went 6 because I was having so much fun before bed reading the book of Judith. It's fantastic. Open it up. You'll be hooked. It's a great story. So read the Bible every single day. Find traditional liturgy, a traditional Latin mass, traditional Latin mass parish. Get fed. It's over. Don't be frustrated about sloppy, ugly liturgies. Don't frustrate yourself. Just make the great Catholic migration and find a good parish. Yeah, but Taylor, we have to drive 35 minutes. Worth it. Do it. I kind of think if you have kids, an hour drive is sort of the limit. That's how I see it. People have different tolerances. As a father of 8 kids, I'm thinking, if that Latin Mass is 55 minutes away, we're going to fill up the van and do it. That's my take. So find traditional liturgy, read the Bible, pray the rosary, be a saint, be holy. Don't be petty. Don't be judgmental. Smile, be joyful, be pro-porter, be pro-verger. And remember, our Lord Jesus Christ said, you are the light of the world and the salt of the earth. So go out there and be salty. God bless, Godspeed, and here's to all the porters.